and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Almost 20 years ago, our next guest's organization was formed to manage our capital city's downtown Main Street district. Since that time, especially in the last several years, that district has undergone a noticeably positive transformation. But now we are in more challenging times with the pandemic and concerns over police actions and race relations. How are our downtown businesses coping? Matt Kennel is president and CEO of the City Center Partnership, and he joins us by phone now from his office in downtown Columbia. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you.
First of all, give us an overview of the City Center Partnership in Columbia.
We were formed about 20 years ago by the downtown property owners and businesses, really in the heart of Columbia's downtown that now we call the Main Street District, to try to turn the area around. The property owners self-taxed themselves, created what's known as a business improvement district to do a menu of services. And for the last 20 years, we've been focusing on various strategies to try to bring businesses back downtown, as well as residents and visitors.
And I think if anybody has been to downtown Columbia during this time frame, they may have seen the yellow shirts, and that's how I always recognize your organization. Tell us about the yellow shirts.
We started that program about 19 years ago and brought in a team of about a dozen people that work 7 days a week to make the experience downtown as good as it can be. They clean the area, pressure wash, clean graffiti, pick up trash, maintain about 160 planters in the area, and probably most importantly are ambassadors. They spend a lot of time talking to people and trying to just make coming downtown a very positive experience.
How have the businesses in the Main Street area been coping?
They're tough people. They're resilient. A lot of them are being very creative. The restaurants have been pushing outdoors and putting more tables on the sidewalk. They've done a lot of cleaning strategies to make people feel safe coming downtown. They've done really well.
And I'm just going to assume that the city government has been cooperative in helping the businesses pivot to allow some of the things that they had not been doing before, maybe a little more relaxation on outdoor seating for restaurants,
yes,
for example.
Absolutely. I can't say enough good things about our mayor, our city council, and particularly the City Economic Development Department and the Office of Business Opportunities. They very quickly surveyed all the merchants immediately to find out what their needs were and really tailored a program to do just that. One of them was to allow easier sidewalk access to expand their businesses. They also made some small loans available to them. They did some specialized marketing strategies, and that's been a real plus.
And now talk about the latest issue, especially since part of your mission is safety, and we've had the situations with police actions and race relations being areas of concern. How have you and the business community coped with this situation?
We've worked on that situation. You know, unfortunately, that exists in our society today. We do have a very good relationship with the police. A lot of it has been communications. We've listened to the merchants. We've tried to address any concerns or fears maybe that they've had, which truthfully often have been unfounded. If there are demonstrations, we let the merchants know. The yellow shirt ambassadors have been out there just trying to share information and just to be a reassuring presence. We've had a few small incidents, a couple of broken windows and so forth, but overall, we've been very fortunate.
Do you see any permanent changes happening for Main Street Columbia after the pandemic?
I think we are. I think outdoor dining and the appreciation of public spaces become more endearing than it has been in the past. I think the future's bright. It's just a tough time we're going through right now.
Is one possible change and or concern the fact that many companies may not require as much office space to lease going forward after this?
You know, that is a concern, but I think in our case that may be offset. I'm talking to some local brokers in the area that are telling me they're also getting a lot of inquiries from companies that are looking to get out of the really big cities and move to Columbia. So I'm hopeful that we'll be better positioned than a lot of other cities will be as we go forward.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Matt Kennel is president and CEO of the City Center Partnership. He spoke to us by phone from his office in downtown Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.